Blueprint for an air horn hit with minimal CPU load in Ableton Live 12. For that jungle, old school DNB vibe, advanced session. Let's build a horn that actually punches through breaks and arrears without turning your set into a slideshow. Today's mindset is simple. Audio first. We're going to design one sick horn hit, automate it like a DJ tool, and then print it early. That's the whole cheat code for keeping CPU low while still sounding like a rave compilation from 94. Before we touch anything, a quick target. This horn is not meant to live constantly. It's a marker. It's a warning shot. 1 to 3 hits per 32 bars is usually plenty, unless you're intentionally going full chaos. Sparse horns feel louder and more intentional, and they won't fight the break. All right. Step 1. Pick your source, because CPU starts with good choices. Option 1 is the fastest and most authentic. A sampled horn. Create an audio track. Drop in a short air horn or rave horn one shot. Then convert it to simpler. In Live 12 you can right-click and convert, or just drag it onto a MIDI track with simpler. This path is basically shape what already works, and it stays super light. Option 2 is still light if you commit early. Synth a hornish tone using simpler, but with a tiny waveform sample. Grab a single cycle sine or saw, or a very short bus sample. Load it into simpler, and turn on looping so you get a sustained tone. This option is great when you want total control over the pitch movement and consistency across hits. Now set up simpler, so it behaves like a tight one-shot, not some long musical note that eats your mix. In simpler, go classic mode. Set voices to 1. Mono. One voice is a big deal here. It keeps the hit focused, avoids phase clutter, and it's lighter on CPU. Set trigger mode to trigger, not gate. Trigger gives you consistent hits regardless of note length, which is exactly what you want for a DJ-style stab. Use a tiny fade-in, like 0 to 2 milliseconds, just to avoid clicks. Then fade out around 10 to 30 milliseconds so the tail ends cleanly. Now the amp envelope, and this is where a lot of people accidentally ruin the groove. Set attack basically instant, 0 to 2 milliseconds. Decay somewhere around 200 to 600 milliseconds. Set sustain to minus infinity, because we want a one-shot, not a held tone. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. That envelope is the difference between rave weapon and why is my break suddenly muddy. Now we build the signature gesture, the air horn whoop. Pitch movement is the whole identity. In simpler, enable pitch envelope. Start with pitch and amount around plus 12 to plus 24 semitones. Attack at 0, decay about 120 to 250 milliseconds. That gives you the classic start high, fall fast behavior. But we're not stopping there, because advanced jungle horns have phrasing. They talk. Here's the move in arrangement view. Automate simpler's transpose as well. Draw it so right at the hit. You start around plus 7 semitones, then drop to 0 within about 150 to 250 milliseconds. And for extra nastiness, add a tiny overshoot. Dip to minus 2 semitones around 300 milliseconds, then return to 0 by about 450. That little sag at the end is magic. It starts sounding vocalish. It feels like the horn has weight, like it's coming out of a battered PA. And while you're drawing that automation, use Live 12 curved automation. Don't just use straight lines. Make the pitch fall log style, fast at the start, slower at the end. That reads like a physical horn. Straight lines read like a cartoon siren. Next, tone shaping. Minimal devices, maximum effect. We're going to use a small chain, saturator, auto filter, EQ8, and utility. That's it. You can get 95% of the vibe with those, and you can print it and move on. First, saturator. This is your aggression and your it still reads under breaks button. Set drive somewhere around 3 to 9 dB. Turn soft clip on. Choose a mode like analog clip if you want extra crunch. Then watch your output. You want the horn to be loud and stable, not nuking your master. A teacher tip here, if you notice the saturation is blunting the initial spit of the horn, don't just crank drive harder. Back the drive off a bit and compensate with utility gain after the saturator. Distortion plus output trim tends to preserve the attack better than slamming the input and flattening everything. Now auto filter for that speaking, mid-focused band. Set it to bandpass, 12 or 24 dB. Put the frequency somewhere around 900 Hz up to 2.5K. Resonance around 0.8 to 1.4. And use drive lightly, 0 to 6. Small changes here sound huge. Then automate the filter frequency to create the throw. A simple curve, start around 1.2K, rise to about 2.2K over the first 150 milliseconds, then settle around 1.6K. That opening motion gives you the illusion of air and movement without drowning it in reverb. Now EQ8. This is mix survival. High pass the horn around 150 to 250 Hz. Fairly steep. Old school horns do not need low end. Let the kick and the sub breathe. If it's boxy, dip 300 to 500 Hz by 2 to 4 dB. And if you need it to speak, a gentle boost around 2 to 4K, 1 to 3 dB. Then utility for stereo discipline. Use bass mono around 120 to 200 Hz. That keeps the low mids from smearing on mono systems. If the horn feels too narrow, you can widen a bit, like 110 to 140%, but be careful. Too wide and it'll disappear in mono, and the whole rave weapon thing turns into where did my horn go? Alright, now we build the workflow that makes this fast to arrange. One macro that performs the whole horn. Group the devices. Then map a single macro, call it throw. Map auto filter frequency first, something like 1.1K up to 2.6K. Map saturator drive, say 3 dB up to 9 dB. Map simpler transpose a small range, like 0 to plus 5 semitones, depending on your pitch style. And optionally map utility gain, 0 to plus 3 dB, but save that for featured moments so you don't end up leveling everything to death. Now you can write horn performance like you're doing DJ moves. Pre-drop tease. Macro rises quickly but stops at like 70 or 80%, so you feel the tension without fully firing it. Drop accent. Macro slams to 100 for the hit, then immediately back to 0. Fills. Ramp the macro over a bar, then trigger the horn at peak. And if you want it to feel even more performed, add one more automation lane that most producers forget. Simpler amp decay. Automate the shape, not just the pitch. In busy break sections, pull decay down to like 180 to 300 milliseconds, so it stabs and gets out. In moments with space, push decay to 500 to 800 milliseconds so it can ring a bit. That single move makes the horn sound mixed, not pasted. Now, the real minimal CPU flex. Print early. Once the horn feels right, freeze the track, then flatten. Now it's audio. Basically zero CPU. And more importantly, it's consistent. You've committed. You're not going to endlessly tweak your horn while the rest of the track stays unfinished. After you flatten, take that printed horn and load it into a fresh sampler as a one-shot. Save it as a preset, and also save the render WAV into a Rave FX folder. This is how you build a personal library that's actually useful. Here's a pro workflow upgrade. Capture once, reuse forever. Duplicate your MIDI clip 6 to 10 times. Change only one thing each time. The transpose curve, the filter movement, the saturation drive. Then freeze and flatten all of them. Now you've got a little project-specific horn pack, full of variation, with no extra CPU. Let's talk arrangement placement, because this is where it turns from cool sound into jungle record. Classic placements, a warning shot right before the drop, like bar 15 beat 4 kind of energy, the first snare of the drop for impact, end of an 8 bar phrase to signal a section change, or call and response with a regga vocal chop, where the vocal says something and the horn answers like a hype man. Also, don't always stack the horn directly on the snare. A nasty trick is to place it in the pocket right after the snare transient. That tiny gap can make the horn read louder without you turning it up. If you absolutely must hit with the snare, shorten amp decay so the tail doesn't mask the break. If you want extra air without reverb, use simple delay as a microslap, something like 12 to 25 milliseconds on the left, 18 to 35 on the right. Feedback near zero, dry slash wet 5 to 12%. Then print it. That's cheaper than most reverbs, and it gives width and space without washing the transient. If you want darker, heavier DNB variations, shorter decay, more distortion, tighter bandpass, you can use roar if you want, but only briefly, then resample immediately. Roar can be heavier than saturator, so treat it like a spice you print, not something you leave running all session. And one really nasty advanced idea, the shadow horn layer. Duplicate your printed horn, pitch it down 12 semitones, low pass it around 800 Hz, and keep it very quiet. You won't hear a second horn, you'll just feel menace. Again, print it so it stays cheap. Common mistakes to avoid. Too much reverb, because it smears into the breaks and kills punch. Not high passing, because you'll fight the kick and sub and wonder why your groove feels cloudy. Overlayering, because 6 devices and 3 reverbs is how your CPU dies. Too much stereo width, because phase problems will make the horn vanish on mono playback. And pitch drops that are too long, because then it's a siren, not a stab. Quick practice exercise. Set a timer for 15 minutes. Make 3 horn versions from the same source. Version A, short and clean, no filter automation. Version B, aggressive with the throw macro automation. Version C, dark, pitch down 3 semitones, more saturation, tighter bandpass. Put them into a 32-bar jungle loop with a break, a reese, and a sub. Place horns at bar 8, bar 16, and bar 24 beat 4. Then freeze and flatten each version and build a one-shot rack for the project. Final recap. Simpler is your horn engine. Keep it mono. One voice, trigger mode, make the whoop with pitch envelope plus transpose automation, and use curved automation for physical movement. Shape tone with saturator, auto filter, EQ8, and utility. Map it all to one macro so arrangement automation is musical and fast. Then print early and reuse forever. If you tell me whether you're starting from a sample or a synth tone, and what BPM you're at, I can suggest exact macro ranges and timing values so the horn locks perfectly to your grid.